Growing up in New York City, having to drive 2 hours to play. Me. I can relate to that, but I don't plan on renting a car, walking an Uber. Pauly Paul, Green Valley Ranch. Me. Same here. This meant it was a little out of the way. Beto, I think Luxor closed its poker room. Me. Excellent info. I just checked. You are correct. Thank you. Flipper, Silver Sevens? Me. Maybe a little out of the way. Flipper, drag of a place, but I had fun splashing around in March. Me. Those places usually make for the best stories. If I have time, I'll hit it. Strip Tees. Stratosphere, you heard wrong. TI is not even worth a walk by. South Point is a must. Signed, someone who knows. Me. Good info. Just put South Point on the list. Strip Tees. It's a busy room, especially weekend nights, with some damn good games, just on the small side. Me. I heard not great things about Stratosphere, but others have defended it. Strip Tees. I walk through the Stratosphere every day, one game max with no more than 1,000 on the table. Me. TI the same? Strip Tees. TI same. I sign up Grand Canyon tours from all the casinos. Also, you must download the Bravo app. It's our Bible to keep track of the action in real time. Strip Tees. I'm in casinos constantly every day. Me. Yes, got that. But I didn't know Stratosphere was that empty. Well, now I have a decision to make because it's a bit of a hike. See how it plays out. Thanks. Loves the meow. What is the Bravo app? Willow. Alex speaks the truth here. Red Rock farthest out, but worth the trip. I personally think Harrah's sucks. Same with Mandalay Bay. Strip Tees. Same. It tells you real time what games are going on where in Vegas, where we have 250 tables within a mile. It helps with the game selection. Most you can call in to be put on the list. Me. Thanks, Carrie. It's not so much about the best games, but about the most interesting experiences. A poker room that sucks can be good for entertainment purposes, but definitely noted. Nate, I love the Bravo app when I play, which hasn't been too often lately. However, the biggest problem with the app is if the room doesn't pay to be on it, it's excluded. Loves the meow. Tyler, man, that's a lot. Any idea on the release date? Me, yes, and I have a lot to do in 3.5 days, but that adds to the adventure. No way I will get to them all, which is cool because it keeps the reader guessing. As far as release date, way sooner than you think. Loves the meow. Well, when you get back to the tables in Cherokee, even Jayville for whatever reason, let me know. I'll say hi. Me. That will also be sooner than anticipated. I won't be going on a regular basis like in the past, but I will be there. Probably for early WSOP circuit in August. Have to go to New York City during middle end of series. We can grab a beer if you drink. Loves the meow. I don't, but I may make an exception. I want to catch some of that WSOP. If not, definitely the one in November. We are taking a trip to Missouri at the end of July, so I don't know what days I'll have available for the WSOPC in August. Me. Okay, cool. And you can just order an apple juice. Loves the meow. Cream soda. LOL. Pace Setter. Hard Rock Poker Room is closed. Also, someone mentioned Silver Sevens. Have never heard of them having a poker room. Me. Yep, just called Hard Rock. No poker room. Good call. Striptease. They do, Jason Stern. It's where all the crack dealers play. Me. Alex, that makes it more appealing. For Felltopper, Florida, I was warned not to go to a certain poker room in Tampa unless I was wearing a bulletproof vest. I knew that meant I had to go. As a writer, I have to put myself in those situations. However, Silver Seven seems to be a bit off the beaten path, and I will have limited time, so not sure. Banjo. Palace Station or any of the station casinos are real toilets. Sharkpool. Listing the ones you're not going to would have saved time. Me. Good point. I actually have no clue where I will end up, but I will be sure to hit the big ones. Sharkpool. Stay between the Wynn and Aria on the Strip, and you can't go wrong. Amelia. Not sure what kind of stories you're looking for, but a couple more are the Suncoast. I was there the night the poker room was robbed by Tony Carleo, the motorcycle bandit. It's out of the way, but if you're going to Red Rock, then not too much farther from there. I'm sure you can hear about that at a Bellagio, and it was definitely a better story. Me. Isn't Suncoast just tournaments? Amelia. I don't know anymore. I haven't been there since that night. They had some smaller cash games at the time, and of course a big private game that we had in the back twice a week. It's a very small room. The Boss. You need to do a Felthopper Houston. It is booming down here. Me. I would love to do that. And I will. Are these all underground rooms? Answer doesn't matter. I'll still go. The Boss. They are legal poker clubs that you basically rent your seat instead of a rake. There are a few that have legitimate licenses from the city. Post Oak Poker Club is probably the best. My wife is also manager there. I'll let her know if you come down. The Boss. Sammy Farha plays there in the off-season. Me.